bells toll for the beginning of the service, and people are still arriving. They cluster in the front of the cathedral, not wanting to take up too much of the space just inside, where people stand facing the priests. This service kicks off the celebration of St. Herman's life.
Pilgrimages are pretty common in Orthodoxy.
That's Alaska Bishop David Mahaffey, who's flown in from Anchorage expressly for the journey to Spruce Island, where St. Herman lived in the 19th century when he was still a monk and not yet a saint. Bishop David says St. Herman was canonized in 1970.
It was only natural that someone of this character and this caliber is worthy of sainthood and worthy to be remembered and emulated by us. So we all kind of try to be, if you will, St. Herman in our own way.
Bishop David explains people come from all over the world to celebrate the date of St. Herman's canonization. During the pilgrimage, they visit where St. Herman lived and is said to have performed miracles, like stopping a tsunami in its path. Father Innocent Dresdo is pastor of Holy Resurrection Cathedral in Kodiak and guides pilgrims to Spruce Island by boat. He says the journey is a time to strengthen one's faith. Father Innocent describes Spruce Island as mystical.
When they walk up the trail after getting off the boat, there's a point where you hear the ocean. And the waves are just crashing on the shoreline. And it's that wonderful, beautiful sound we're all so familiar with living here on an island. But you go up over a ridge and suddenly it's replaced with the quiet of the forest. And it's quieter there than anywhere I've ever been in the world.
Boats leave the city of Kodiak for Spruce Island at 9 a.m. on Thursday, August 9th. Once there, they'll perform the Divine Liturgy and return to the city between 2 and 4 p.m. that same day. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche for KMXT.